We're gathered in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to induct John Taylor as pastor of this church and congregation. The ministry of pastor-teacher is given as a gift to the church so that God's people may be prepared for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Therefore, it will be his sacred duty to preach and teach the Word of God from the Holy Scriptures, to lead the worship of the church, to be a faithful shepherd of the flock of Christ, and to do the work of an evangelist. Those undertaking this ministry are entitled to the prayerful support, practical provision, and the honour of the church as the Lord has commanded. The undertaking of such a ministry rests upon the call of God, acknowledged and confirmed by the church. Therefore, I shall first ask John to declare that believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as his Saviour and Lord, he believes that he is called of God to this sacred ministry and will discharge his duties faithfully. Then I shall ask the members of this church to declare that, being guided by the Holy Spirit, they have called him to be their pastor and teacher, and that they now receive him as appointed by the Lord. John, in the presence of God and this congregation, will you answer with all sincerity of heart the questions that I now ask you? 1, do you believe in one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Do you now confess anew Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord?
I do.
Question number 2, do you believe in your heart that you are called of God into the ministry of the gospel and the pastoral oversight of this church?
I do.
Do you promise to execute your charge with all faithfulness, to preach and teach the Word of God from the Holy Scriptures, to lead the congregation in worship, to shepherd the flock of Christ, and to do the work of an evangelist?
I do.
Do you promise to be faithful in prayer and in the reading and study of the Holy Scriptures, and to lead a life worthy of your calling?
I will endeavour to do so, the Lord being my helper.
Thank you. Will the members of Lisburn Baptist Church stand in their places and answer the following question if they so believe, with the words, "We do." Would the members of Lisburn please be upstanding? Do you, the members of the church in Lisburn, acknowledge and receive John Taylor as a pastor of this church and congregation, and will you work together with him, giving him all the due honour and support in the Lord? Thank you. You may be seated. Let's join together in prayer, shall we? Our Father, this is a meeting of great promise. The potential before us, our Father, is outstanding. It is also an evening, our Father, when great promises are made. And we will remember Scripture, our Father, that would alarm us all to the great need for sincerity and integrity and honesty in spiritual things. We recall how the wise man said, "Better not to vow in the house of God than to vow and not pay." Therefore, our Father, we recognize the serious nature of our gathering together here. We bless God for thy servant and his wife and family. We thank thee that already in the providence of their God, our brother has been greatly used in ministry to believers and also in preaching the gospel to unbelievers. We recognize, our Father, the power of thy Holy Spirit and the wisdom and guidance of that Spirit in his life in the past. A new era opens up to him this evening. We recognize the fears and the apprehensions that are in his heart. We appreciate and understand also, our Father, the aspirations and the ideals that come to the surface of his total being. And we do ask that just now, as afresh and anew, he dedicates and devotes himself to a fresh ministry, that the fullness of God's Spirit shall come into his life, and that our brother may anticipate, as he has never anticipated before, perhaps, the blessing of God. And we would ask, our Father, that the Lord would indeed guide and lead. We're very conscious, our Father, that every evening won't be like this one. There will be lonely individual decisions to be made. There will be consultations with his fellow elders and office bearers. There will be things, our Father, that he has to attend to that will call out the utmost devotion to his Lord and to the Lord's people. God bless our brother. We thank thee for him, for fellowship with him, for all that the Lord has enabled him to do, for the gifts, our Father, the talents and abilities that are his. Just remember him physically in health matters. Remember his dear wife Christine, we pray, and his family. God bless them in these days, we pray. And we pray that our sister, as she takes up ministry, our Father, in a particular way here, that she may feel fulfilled and satisfied in the Lord. We pray thy blessing upon the church that meets here. We recall how that Paul, the great apostle, saying farewell to the elders at Ephesus, warned them about impending danger and difficulty from within and from without. And we ask, O God, that amongst the church members meeting here, there shall be tolerance and patience, integrity and honesty, that the Holy Spirit may guide them so that in days to come they shall experience that renewal and that revival for which our hearts dearly long at this present time. Bless every member, bless every home and every adherent, we pray. And as we reflect in years to come and remember this evening, may it have gone down in history as a great evening indeed, when the Lord blessed in a marked way, and when a new ministry was greatly blessed to the honor and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we thus pray. Amen.